Yes, sir. When is your surname going to change?
Very soon.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sir.
Frances is the daughter of our own Auntie B here, you know. Her mom was here sometime last year. So when she came visiting, I grabbed her. You know, I like grabbing people for the program. Frances, how are you?
Very well.
Have you listened to this program before?
No, sir.
Not really. Okay, we'll get by. Let me say hello. Auntie Bumi, how are you? I haven't called Auntie Bumi for a while. I better do that after this program. Auntie Bumi, how are you? I hope you're well. You're up and about. And you're hearty. And like Lai Mohammed would say, you're also chatty. So, Frances, what we do here, of course, you know, Auntie Bumi is an agony aunt. She's been at this business for as long as I can remember, about 40 years there, about. And so what you have here that you have gone through is people and their problems. So what we will do simply is to, I will read out the problem, and then instead of reading Auntie Bumi's solution, you will take your own solution.
Okay,
are you ready to advise people? Are you that experienced?
I'll give it a try.
You give it a try. Frances is about how old? Between what? Okay, she's a lady. Yeah. Why is it that ladies don't like talking about their age?
I don't know. It's a little personal for some people.
What is personal about age? I can tell you my age. There's nothing to hide. By the way, my birthday is April. It's April 9th. It's my next birthday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. And no patio. The election would have been lost and won if it holds. I hope you're voting, though.
Of course, I am.
You have a PVC?
Yes, I do.
Ah. Can I? Don't let me ask who you are going to vote for. Is it that person?
Exactly, that person.
That man.
That man.
Ah, it's okay. Let's get down to business. Frances, look at the topics here. He's getting married to her, not me. This one says, Lee Kessis is not aware of my HIV status. That one don't enter real gal. Shakira says that I believe he's still interested. Abibat says, could my son be gay? Now, that's a difficult challenge. And Jamila says that he's nagging at me to lose weight. And Bank says, I can't get over how he first treated me. Which one should I read first? He's getting married to her, not me. There's a lady called Bella. Okay. By the way, on YouTube and Facebook Lives, you know, so you can get a look at Frances. Oh, you guys out there. You get it. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Are you committed? Because you've already started asking questions over to me. Are you available? Should I give you? Do you want to give them your address?
I don't think I want to.
You don't think you want to?
I don't think I want to do that for now.
For now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so you're not ready yet to be tied down? Eh?
I am.
You're ready.
I'm not in a committed relationship at the moment.
So you're available. Hey, boys. Go on, sir. You finished school, by the way.
Yes, I have.
You have a degree?
Yes, I
in
have.
In what?
History and International Studies.
Oh, really? That's good. Which university did you go?
University of Ilorin.
Oh, pity. But you do your master's in UNILAG.
Maybe.
Not maybe. You know, I can even engineer it. I can. Because if you don't go to University of Lagos, he's not complete. I you know, I call you my stepdaughter.
Yes,
even though your mother doesn't agree. Okay, all right. He's getting married to her, not me. So this Bella, are you listening, Frances?
Yes, sir.
Her boyfriend of 4 years left. This is my boyfriend of 4 years left me when I put pressure on him for us to get married. So she had this boyfriend for 4 years. She started putting pressure on him. Mama, let's marry now. Let's marry. The guy said that he told me he was more concerned about his career. Let me get this promotion and so on and so that marriage. I didn't want any children for now. Okay. So you can imagine how shocked I was, that is Bella, not me, how shocked I was when I found out that 8 months after we split, he's engaged to his fiancée, who is also pregnant.
Oh.
I heard you say, hey, Feta, you're from again. Why did you say, hey?
No.
Yes, sir. Okay. He says, so Bella says, I feel like such a fool, and I doubt if I'll ever trust any man again. My self-confidence is certainly at an all-time low. Why did he lie to me? It would have been much kinder to just tell me he wasn't in love with me. I didn't see a future for us. What do you think?
I'll say maybe the guy in question was not bold enough to face her, to be honest with her. And it's not a thing that is easy to do. He can't.
Sure, you know, Frances, that she's the one who put pressure on him.
Yes, 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 definitely. I am not in support of that. That part of ladies putting pressure on
guys
not?
To... Why not? If it's what you want, times are different.
It might be what the lady wants, but the guy might not want it.
Hey, but you're asking...
At that time.
Are you kidding? Yes. You know that, you know, let me tell you a secret from a guy's standpoint. Some guys don't even know what they want until they are prodded.
Yeah.
Men are like babies. If I wish you men, you women knew what I knew. I've got to have a master class for women who are in relationships. Let's tell them how to handle the men.
Okay.
You know, so there's nothing wrong in asking. You don't want to waste your time.
Yes.
You know, and thank God that she ended it, because apparently the guy, it doesn't appear as if she was in love with him. Or it could also be that maybe this second woman doesn't know what is lying ahead. Maybe under pressure, he said, I agree. You know, there's a time you can catch a man at a crucial moment. If you ask him anything, he will answer the affirmative. But I won't tell you what that moment is. You have to come to my master class. You know, maybe she asked him at a critical moment. And then maybe, imagine, do you think people marry for just love?
I don't think love is enough to engineer a marriage.
But must you be in love to get married to somebody? Do you think so?
I don't think it's necessary.
Is it mandatory?
It's not mandatory. I feel like love can always come. Like, even if it doesn't come at that initial time, it can always come on
while the journey is on. Somebody told me that she didn't love her husband initially, and that she had to learn to love him. That's a secret a lot of you women keep. You know, women, for men, it's much more difficult. You know, if a man doesn't love a woman, or doesn't feel
attractive,
whatever, he can't function. But you women, you have all your dark secrets. Say, let me just, she will be telling her friend, let me just manage him. I only want 2 children from him. After that, he can do whatever he likes. Is it true that women do that?
I don't know about that. Well, I don't think so. There might be people.
You have hinted now that you can marry somebody that you don't love. True of us. Yes.
Was that?
Yes.
I was actually speaking on general terms. I was not speaking from the personal standpoint.
Okay, can we now have your personal standpoint?
I'd like to get married to somebody I'm attracted to, somebody I love.
Yeah. There is a difference between attracted to and loving. The reason being, look, you put down 10 boxes. If a guy can tick 6 out of 10, and of the remaining 4, love is not there, you can actually grow to at least tolerate him. Because, you see, the truth is, let us even define what is love from your own definition. Francis, what is love? I will not ask Feta. If I ask Feta, we won't live here today. Feta is starry-eyed. Feta's eyes are in the sky. She, you know? So, what is love?
Well, I feel love is a component of a whole lot. Love is patience.
One.
Love
yes.
is sacrificial. Love
yes.
is kind. Doesn't think
yes.
ill of others.
Yes.
Love is willing to
love is
lay
cash.
Down.
True or false?
Of course, money is
important. She fell for it.
Money is quite important, but love
but
is not cash. money is good.
Wait. I will finish you that. Is love blind or not? In the wear glasses now. Love
can be blind sometimes. Love can be blind sometimes.
Okay, let's for our listeners, 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. Let me ask you if you think that you must love whoever you marry. Personally, how does it work for men? There are some things I can't say on air. Because, you see, men can live parallel lives. They can marry one and love the other. We know the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Men are octopuses. They have eight legs. Okay, let's get down to this one. Rike says that I was diagnosed as HIV. In case you are tuning in, I'm reading a letter. I didn't say I. Rike says that she was diagnosed as HIV positive a couple of years ago. It's no longer a death sentence, really. Yeah. After all the noise and hula baloo, HIV is no longer a death sentence. However, like hypertension and diabetes, is not curable. But you can manage it. Must you tell your partner that you're HIV positive?
Yes, sir.
Is it compulsory?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you don't tell your partner that you have hypertension and you have diabetes, why must you talk about HIV?
You should tell your partner if you have any health.
Calm down now. I'm just asking you. Calm down. Don't flank your face. You should tell her. Just calm down. Okay. So you should tell your partner.
Yes, sir. You should.
Yeah, you should. Okay. Okay, let's do a flip side. Should you ask?
Yes, you should.
I think you should.
Should.
I think you might need to ask that. Come on, are there any health
challenges
that I need to know about?
Yeah.
Before it's too late.
Yes.
But this one did not tell, and she says that I was referred to a teaching hospital, and the medication I am receiving is teaching me well. But I get depressed and I've withdrawn from friends and go out alone. Last month, I met someone at a family event. And then, the thing that your mom was not here, they did it for affection. Che, you get what I'm saying now?
Yeah, you do.
The problem is that I still didn't tell him I was HIV positive. And stupidly, we didn't use any contraception. Now, I'm terrified of what he will think or do if I tell him. What should she do? Should we can now tell the man that, Peter, the other day, I forgot to tell you, I'm HIV. That guy will go berserk. He is going to go mad.
Yeah.
He will accuse her. If she tells him that's the end of that relationship, he will believe that she set him up.
Yes.
So what should she do? Because he might want another one. Maybe she should just walk away.
But the guy is infected already because...
No.
Okay, not yet.
It's not automatic.
Okay.
No, unless there is blood-to-blood contact.
But I still feel she has to tell him, just in case. So he needs to go for a test and check himself to be sure he's not infected.
I'm looking at the reality aspect. Ideally, out of decency, she should have told him even before they ever got to tell her. You understand? So, but since she do that, it's also going to be tough for her to tell him that, I forgot to tell you the other day, this is what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. She should have done so before the whole thing went
okay down. If you say that she should tell him now, is that what you're saying? How should she tell him? Is it by telegram or by sms, whatsapp? Should she tweet it?
However,
should she put it on Instagram or what?
However means she's able to come in, I feel it to be fair enough for her to tell him.
But how do you tell somebody that? Is it when you are eating, during dinner, or late at night when the lights are out?
Somehow she has to find a way. I feel it will be unfair on the guy if she open up to him.
Yes,
if she doesn't tell him.
She should open up to him. But it's going to be tough.
Yeah, it will. Definitely. It will.
It's going to be tough. But luckily, it's not a death sentence, really. It's not certainly not a death sentence. Even within husband and wife, husband has had AIDS with the wife catching it, and vice versa. Okay, it's there for me today. Today is Wednesday. It's the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. It's 1727. And like I said, our lines are open 0700-993-993-01465-7190. Question is, should she tell him? And when? Let me pick my first caller. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Who's calling?
Lucky Lola from Magoro.
Yes.
Francis, I greet you.
Hello.
Yes, about your first question, I think women do not marry who they love. Most of them nowadays, the ladies out there nowadays, they do not marry who they love. They marry who is ready. The person will get cash for pocket.
Money, Most of these days of workers no day. Do you agree with him?
Not completely.
You either agree or you don't agree.
I do not agree.
Why don't you agree?
He's talking on a general term. I don't think that is applicable to everybody.
Of course, nothing in life is applicable to everybody. Nothing in life. So when we say these things, what we mean is the majority. The majority. He believes that majority of women is not about love. It's a matter of caste.
Well, if he says majority, I can relate on that end.
Do you think, can I ask her?
I think you should.
Feta. Are you sure?
Yes, sir, you should.
Okay, Feta. You heard you heard what he said. What is it, a matter of love or money or both?
It's both now.
Ah, Mojeri.
It's both.
You walked right bang into it.
Okay, but that's the truth. It's both.
What has cash got to do with love? Love, you should be steady-eyed, ready to die. Eh?
You don't want me to die like that. I think that is both, because, for example, if you want to get married now, you love each other, but you need money to fulfill some rights.
Suppose
right?
You have the money and...
Well, that's not a problem. If I have the money, of course I can.
You put it down.
Yes, I can.
Hey, boys.
I can. That's not a problem.
Is it that? Are you putting it down as equity or book me down?
As equity, not as book me down.
Uh-huh, because some women, after 2 years, remember, I want you to remember,
no,
that day in Enugu, I was the one who put the money down to buy the yam tubers and this and that. I was the one who gave the elders money.
No.
Okay, let me pick another call. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Morning, ma.
Good morning, sir. Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Joy.
Joy.
Is there any parents that want his daughter to bring a man that has nothing?
They can be in love now. They start together.
But there must be something on ground. Maybe he has no job. You know, when you see a man that has future, you will know. Not the empty person. That is it. You will need something on ground that we can work on. Even though there is no job now.
Hey, wait, Joy, now cool down. Can you tell us what we should look for on ground? You know, as a man,
he has went to school. Maybe there is no job, or he has learned something. There must be something that you can work on, that this man will become a somebody tomorrow. Not empty person. Thank you.
Hey, calm down now, John. She's gone. She's gone. 9:21. Let me take one or two more calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good evening.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, this is Moses Gordon from Lekki.
Yes.
First, Uncle Jimmy, I always like clearing this thing. Love is enough, because love is everything. Without love, there is nothing.
From your voice, sir, I can see that the love...
That's why even the first...
Your shaking voice, you're already love. Shaking about talking about
so
love.
Sometimes, when people say love is not enough, I laugh. Because
are you in love?
I read the quality of love.
Are you in love,
Uncle
sir?
Jimmy, I don't need to be in love. I love people I see. So I have to treat them with respect.
No, 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 that's not the one we are talking now.
I know.
This is Ojoro Ojare.
No,
are you in love, yes or no? You know what
yes,
you are talking
I
about.
Yes, I
am. With how many?
One.
Wait, okay. I will fall your hand now. The one, as we are speaking now, where is that one person? Where in the world? What is home?
It's with her mother now. I'm not married yet.
It's a lie. Anybody
love
can be.
Not
anybody
in,
can be with her.
Love
mother.
Is intentional.
Tell us her first.
Women grow love.
Tell us her first.
For men. Women grow love for
the
men.
The person you
men
love.
Love to marry.
They hear me now. The person you love, tell us her first name.
Uncle Jimmy, if somebody I've thought about and I've decided
to call
her ups and downs.
I want to make sure that you don't love two people.
Yes,
tell us her first name, because if you call the first name and you don't rhyme, that one will go finish. Tell us her first name.
That. Uncle Jimmy, let's not go there for
I don't catch you. I catch you now. Okay, okay. Let me let you go. Let me let you go. I don't want to. You see, men. You see, I just knew. I love. Okay. I knew that because on radio that person might be listening.
Yeah.
If let us say he says Yabo and the person listening is Francis. how will he explain it now? I said if you tell us where it is, he said she will be with your mother. If it's not the person, he said, oh, I thought you were with your mother. Oh my God. This is the only program that makes me happy. This Wednesday, dear Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay, so all right, we will leave him. We'll leave him. We won't ask you who you love. But that would be unfair. I don't want any wahala for you. Is it a question you can answer just like? I'm not asking you. I'm just saying. Just
yeah,
in case.
Yeah, yes.
You can. Yeah, confident. Why are you hesitating? Don't point at me. Now talk. Okay, no, don't. Well, don't stammer. No, it's okay.
No. I don't want to stammer, but I want to say something about what he said. I think we talk from different perspectives. I can say love is not enough, and he can say love is enough, and we might be right at the same time, because I believe that.
Okay. But the main question you have not referred to that one. I have to take a break.
Okay, sir.
We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Daily Digest this morning, and of course, being a Wednesday, it's dear Bumi. One more time, Auntie Bumi, how are you? Sorry, I haven't called you for about a week. It's quite unlike me. I've been caught up in all the wahala and jagwajantis of the country. May heaven help us all. Okay, and by the way, if you missed my program at 7:30, may I please request you go listen to it again? It's quite interesting. When I played it back on YouTube, I like what I heard. Okay? Right. Francis, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Let's take Banke.
Okay.
Banke says, I've been married to my husband for 4 years now, and he's a wonderful husband and father. So he's a wonderful husband, he's a wonderful father. Unfortunately, I've only enjoyed being with him for 2 years. Why? The other two, I want to forget. At the start of our relationship, he treated me like death. Isn't that funny? At the start, not halfway through, he treated me like death, and she was there for 2 years. You know? So, when I became pregnant, he said he didn't want anything to do with me or the baby. What kind of a monster is that? Eh? Such a man. Eh? We better say a prayer now that God not let you have such a man. Say a prayer now, quick. Quick, once the angels are here.
I have such a man.
Amen. You have to do it with your hand like that. My parents kicked against my terminating the pregnancy, and his own parents too. So in the end, we had a registry due. This is what you call a gun, what do you call it now? A gun something wedding, you know, where the father of the bride would lead the husband. You think you can impregnate her and abandon her. Anyway, they ended up getting married. After I had the baby, something changed. Okay? He gradually became committed to the marriage, and now he's caring and attentive. Isn't that good? Yeah, what a nice story. So where is the problem? She says, he gives me general... always about money, woman, feta. He says, he gives me a generous housekeeping allowance, and he's a brilliant dad. Only I can't seem to forget what happened in the past. And I hate him for what he put me through. Will I ever forgive him? She should learn to forgive him. We all go through rough times, Abby.
Yes, she should. I feel maybe she's focusing on all that happened in the past 2 years. And I feel if she's able to, it's not easy to forgive, of course. And definitely we cannot forget that memory.
Especially when she was pregnant and he said he didn't want to have
anything to do with her. That must have been a very
I believe men who do that, left to me, should be tied to a stake and shot. No, let's be honest with ourselves. If you have a problem with a woman, say what it is, and rather than say that a child that was produced through a loving between the two of you, you know, loving thing,
should have to suffer.
I don't want to have anything to do with the child. Such men are usually a help woman to hunt them down. So there's a very good, in case you have a man who is saying that now, he will take to Mrs. Vivor, the Minister of Justice. Lagos State has a very robust program to protect women. If there are any woman out there, if there are any woman out there who in the first instance, because you are pregnant, you all the man says, I don't want, first of all, we drag him to court to do the DNA. That is easy now. Very easy. And you can actually get a court order. You know, you can't just get up and say, every time there's a relationship between a man and a woman, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Yes.
And as at the time we're enjoying ourselves, we should also have that in mind. That yes. There could be a stray bullet.
To face the responsibility.
Yes, there could be accident, there could be a stray bullet. All kinds of things can happen. Anyway, this man turned out right, and the woman doesn't know how. How do you forgive people? I don't know how. Don't you just, what do you do? If you want to forgive somebody, what do you do?
Well, I think first of all, you should be open. You should be open to healing, because it is until you understand or first of all accept that you have a problem before you'll be able to receive help. I've been in a situation whereby I had to forgive somebody. It took me a while to actually forgive, because it was very painful. And every time I remember it, it's quite painful. But I just had to be intentional, because holding a grudge against somebody is even more harming to the person who is holding the grudge than person
it eats you up.
That you are. Exactly. So
you
should first of all do yourself some good by opening up to accept healing. Be open to receive help. If you don't know how to forgive, of course it's difficult. It's not like there's a specific way to forgive or something, but be open to receive help.
Can she tell him that, you know, all this thing you're doing now, do you know that I'm still angry about what you did? Can she say that?
You know, sometimes one of the processes of forgiving is at least you let it out. Let out whatever it is you
so
have
she,
inside.
She let it out to him to say, let's use my name. That Tuji, I haven't forgiven you for the first 2 years of our marriage, and you did this and you did that. You think that should help? The guy might react.
Yeah, it's possible. If she's about to take the step of forgiving, I think that's the first step. At least let it out. Let him know how you feel. That's one of the ways of the very first step.
Okay, let our listeners call in. We'd like the counsel of people like Pastor Ladipo or Chris. Chris, also, we have a caller, Chris, you know, is a friend of the program.
Okay.
He usually will come up with something that...
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah, you see, Pastor Ladipo, you see that. You see the way the Lord works. And the Spirit.
Uncle Jimmy.
Pastor Ladipo, are you coming for my People's Parliament next week?
I will. If
I pressed your name. Friday is full already. So I pressed your name down for Wednesday or Thursday. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
You must come. I want to see yourself.
Okay, sir.
Okay, go on.
Well, Uncle Jimmy, two things.
Yes.
True love is possible. True love is possible. That is why sometimes you ask and say, what did this woman see in this man? Or what did this man see in this woman? Because whether you like it or not, most things will fade away. But
love
the one that will never fade away is love.
Are we talking of agape love or love?
No, I mean real love in marriage.
Oh, in marriage.
Real love in marriage still exists. Mm. So that is the reason why both of them will stay together and nothing will separate them.
Okay, but this woman that cannot forgive, pastor, as we are a pastor now, can you tell us the Bible passages she can read that will help her forgive this man?
You see, until you get to a point that you say that human will be human,
yes,
you won't learn to forgive. Because what that Jesus said to Peter,
yes,
he said 70 times a day people will offend you. So you must zero your mind from onset that people are built to offend us.
Yes.
They are built to offend each other, whether we like it or not. So you must forgive people ahead before the offense.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That means that you must have a forgiving spirit.
Yes.
Me, I forgive all those who have offended me because the recommendation of Pastor Ladipo, I've forgiven all of you. Can I start counting? How much time do I have? I want to list their names. Do you have to, can I take part of What's Up Lagos' time too?
Yes,
well, the list is very long. I'm going to start from 1960. Okay. yeah, this is a very unfortunate thing. And if the woman doesn't quickly get out of it, it could eventually affect their relationship. Yes. Let me just see what Auntie Bumi says here.
Okay.
Let us get the experience of those who are older than us and have been at this thing longer than.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are, there's somebody who's always older than you.
Sure.
So don't look at me kind of funny. I was a small rat when Auntie Bumi started writing this. Okay. She says, this is Auntie Bumi. She says, "Dear banker, it's not possible to wipe your memory banks clean of an event, but it is possible to take away the bad feeling about that event, considering it in a different way. In short, you need to rethink your feelings about your partner. Remember, your pregnancy wasn't planned and he panicked." I see. So, you see, that's why it's good to seek counsel. Auntie Bumi believes that what that guy said at that time was panic. And it's true, there are some guys, they don't want any wahala at all. Go and sort it out. I don't have anything to do with it. But deep inside, you don't panic.
Yeah.
You know, do you know that men panic more than women? Do you know that?
Yes, sir. Yes, I know.
But women are more cool-headed than men.
Yeah.
I remember one time, armed robbers came to my house. By the time the armed robbers came, my wife then was busy looking for her money. I was under the bed. I said, "What are you looking for?" I said, "No, I kept somebody up in the roof." This was somebody who said she was broke. I was looking for where to hide. So generally, you find that men are, you know, so it's true. So we can now forgive the man, and now you know she told them that it was panic that made him say that. And she says, "Unfortunately, you are now focusing on how awful he was at first, and you are letting that make you wary of how he is now. But try thinking of it all in the reverse. Think how much strength it has taken him to shift from being awful to being pleasant. Think how much he must love you in order to change his character. And his approach to life so dramatically. So don't struggle to forget the past. Thank God we read this thing. Instead, rethink what the previous years tell you about your partner, and you'll find it easy to forgive him and enjoy your marriage with all its prospects." Thank God we read what Auntie Bumi said.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that it was panic that made the guy?
No, I just thought
he was nasty. Yeah. I forgive myself for having thought that he was a nasty man. Can you forgive yourself?
I do. I forgive myself.
You forgive yourself. Because you were franking your face. I'm frowning. Yours is neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't both. Or like they say, Kasala. What does Kasala mean?
From Bege.
What language is it?
I think it's
Are you from Wari?
Yes. Delta. Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, it'll be Wafi.
Wafi.
So Kasala means what now?
Bege. You don't boss 2 seconds.
You don't boss.
Trouble.
It's like somebody was asking me this morning. They say, "Uncle Jimmy, why do you always say Omeho?" I said, if you say it in English, he ran away. It doesn't describe it very well. But if you understand, you might say Omeho. That's the kind of run you run when you're looking over your shoulder to see if you're being followed. Okay. I don't want to read this one about gay. It's a contentious one. But let me read this one of Shakira. Okay, it says, Shakira says, "I met my current boyfriend 6 months ago, and we seemed to hit it off from the word go."
Yeah.
"A few weeks ago, after our last date, he just stopped calling from nowhere. So, I've tried his mobile, left messages, and sent texts, but I haven't heard a word from him. He not talk anything." Koti meho, but he not talk anything, you know. So he says, "My problem now is that my friends are telling me to forget all about him, as it's obvious he has moved on." That's obvious, isn't it? He says, "But I'm worried in case something has happened to him. You need to clear that." Okay. "How long do you think I should wait before writing him off? Why can't you go visit him in the house?" Let me read it again. "I met my current boyfriend 6 months ago, and we seem to hit it off. A few weeks after our last date, he just stopped calling. I've tried his mobile, maybe he bought a new phone. Maybe his phone was stolen, left messages and sent texts, But my problem now is that my friends are telling me, this must be a small... Why can't she visit him?
Or probably one of his family members or something. He should...
Why should this even crop up at all? You sent... you called mobile. No show. You sent Kiletinkwe messages. WhatsApp. No show.
Response.
You sent text. No response. And so you want to walk away. Ah, no. It could be in hospital. It could be dead.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. At least she should get in contact with one of...
In Nigeria today, let me tell everybody, you must try all means to look for somebody you care for. If you find yourself, it could be anything.
Yes.
It could have been kidnapped.
Yeah, it's true.
But I'm wondering, why can't she go and look for him in his house? Go there and knock the door. Could the guy be married?
It's even possible the guy didn't let her in on where he stays or any personal information about her. If he had
how
intention.
How do you date a guy if you don't know where he lives?
Well, it says 6 months. 6 months is too long a time, actually. But
if you don't, you can't start dating if you don't know where to find the person.
Yes.
Excuse me, in my dating days, I'm a retired datee now. In my dating days, the very first thing is to find out, you know, where you stay. Okay, so fair enough, there were no mobile phones then. But I mean, even now, if I had to, not that I want to date anybody, you know, I'm retired from that exercise, you can't catch me, that kind of thing. But in case I want to do it, yeah. I want to know where you live.
Yes.
And this is a serious matter, though I'm making light out of it. Supposing the person is with you and something happens to him or her, where do you take him to?
Yeah.
So in the world that we live in now, you must know, you must even know his next of kin.
Yes.
Even if it's just by telephone.
Yes.
By saying that, okay, in case something happens to me, or this is who you can call.
Yes.
You agree?
I agree.
You know your boyfriend's house?
I don't have one at the moment.
Ah! No wonder the boys were asking. Chineke. Feta. Those boys in YouTube, what do they want to know?
They want to know your socials. They want you to drop your socials.
They want to drop your socials, drop your telephone number, drop your... What else do they want?
Instagram.
WhatsApp number, your Instagram, tweets. What else do they want?
Facebook. If you're there.
What else do they want?
LinkedIn. Yeah.
And another one?
TikTok.
Gmail. Oh, they want... No wonder. Oh, Barry. Really? So you're available. Fantastic. Do you have any preferences? Heights? Do you want
really.
Short or tall? Complexion? Do you want light, black? So if there's any black one, can quickly go and bleach before it comes to you. Okay. You guys have to find a way to get to her. She's shy. She doesn't need all this. So that's what I think we can do. We can't take this one more because it's 9:49 and we might not do 30. But I can still take a call though. I have a call. Oh, we don't have a call now. Okay, so we start getting ready to go. Well, you enjoyed yourself, didn't you?
I did.
Would you like to come again?
Yes,
sure.
I will.
My regards to your mom, eh? She's up to you today. That's where we'll knock it off for today. Now, for next week, you remember we're going to have the People's Parliament. Okay, I'm almost full. Friday is full. Tuesday is partially full. Wednesday, but Friday is full. So if you're still interested, actually, I need more women. I have only one woman now. Stephanie Agbaje, she's the only one that I have. So I'd like to have 2-3 more women. I don't know where to find Alex. I don't know where to find Joy. But I don't know. Do you know where to find? No, I can't take a call now. I don't know where to find Alex. I don't know where to find Joy. But it's all back hacked up with men. So we'll be taking. And we also have one participant from the United Kingdom who will participate by what do you call it now? By Skype. The People's Parliament, the whole of next week, we just want you to come and express yourselves. And on Saturday, I'm going to have a group Okay, I'll tell you who they are. They are part of the Pirates confraternity, and they have, as the fraternity has an interest in the well-being of the nation. Remember, they were the ones who composed that very famous song. I won't say which song it is. But right from the onset, you know, they've been interested in national affairs, you know, headed by Professor Wole Soyinka, who is also known to be. So they approached me yesterday. They'd like to come and they'd like to give us an idea of what we should be doing in this political. So I said, okay, come on Saturday. So they'll be here. I'll be joining them because I am. Am I still a member in spirit? Yes. Maybe I'll even go back and join. So that's what you're going to have on Saturday. Okay, so if you're still interested in coming on Tuesday, and I think I have an allowance on Wednesday and one slot on Thursday. But I love more women to come. Let's sit down. We are not going to ask you any questions. We are just going to give you a chance, you know, to express your feelings about what is, you know, because the week after, of course, will be the election, which I pray holds. Okay? So I'd like to thank you all for listening. Tomorrow, my friend is going to be here, Friskla. Friskla is the journalist that lives, Friskila, sorry, I keep fluctuating before and he keeps correcting me. Friska and Friski, but Friskila. He's a Nigerian journalist based in Turkey and in Germany. He's written a few books. He'll be here tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to hold the edge of my seat. My finger will be on the button because he's quite, you know, he's quite hot. Very intelligent. So he'll be here tomorrow. And then on Friday, we will have Kayode Mogaji. Friday Mogaji will be here. And on Saturday, Angela Ajetumobi will give us the political updates, you know, where we are now. Thank you very much, Francis.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry, don't mind those boys, though. You know, they're always, you know, they're always hot. But you know, you are a hot babe, too. So, I mean, what the hell? Okay. So, if you want to see Francis, come through me. Mm-hmm. Come through me. You will pay. Feta, enjoy yourself. I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye.
Nigerian Communications Commission has ordered mobile network of
shaping our present and the future.
Don't arrest me. Don't drop anything.
The vast majority of men and women in the police force.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.